This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Somebody told you I called you out.
I wanted somebody tell you that as your friend, that I get on the radio yesterday or Sunday with Peter and said that you're still my friend. So I hear that you dispute that.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I plead the fifth. I don't know, but I know I mentioned you because I know Jack in the Box is something that you speak on.
But I just nudging you. Nobody ain't telling me anything.
We are friends, dear. We would always be friends. I think
so too. And I also tell Peter that we can sit down on there and drink a glass of wine.
Oh, you've upgraded. I see.
You ain't get off the deputy yet.
Well, listen, you even trying to fool people. What deputy you want? You're talking about fruity and something. You're making people feel that you just carry people out and buy expensive drinks. You know that ain't true. I'd be lucky if I get a mobby from you. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, boy, God.
Anyway. Well, truth be told. Right?
I can reserve.
Go ahead.
I begging a friend of mine that got a line, right?
Mm-hmm.
To at least preserve a little spot for you in St. Thomas, because they know how you love St. Thomas, right?
I do, actually.
And you love the people of St. Thomas.
I do.
Including me.
No, I do. And that's and you know that. I know you know. Yeah, I know you know that.
But this, all jokes aside, look, I want to conversate with you with two areas of concern. I ain't here to beat up the body. I ain't here to challenge the body, right? Would you say that our hotel plant, I want you to give me your opinion, because we don't know the facts. Would you say that our hotel industry is working up at least about 50, 75, 100%? What do you think?
You mean no?
No, right now.
No, not at all, Wes. We don't have any visitors, period. If they're making any money, it would be from government paying for persons who have tested or waiting for results for COVID to put them up at some of the hotels. And that's probably the only revenue they're generating right now.
And that came over reached at the 10%.
No.
Good. No. You know, I live in the country area. I live in the heart of St. Thomas. Actually, not the heart. I live in the capital of St. Thomas, you know. And I surrounded, at least Richmond Hall surrounded, with at least, back in the day, with at least about 4 or 5 cane factories, right? And normally in the crop time, when crop up to full steam, we would get low water, no water, and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That back in the, when cane was king. However, the hotel plant replaced the cane industry, right? So I would think that when the hotels operated up to their maximum optimum, I would think that water would be heavily used, right?
Yes.
But today, no hotels is working. None. And still, you're getting this no-show of water. Pray tell me, it making sense to you? That though the hotels ain't working, which take away a good proportion of the water, right? And the hotels are out. Mm-hmm. Why you ain't getting water?
Can I say this?
The crop done, you ain't getting water.
But if I may, if memory serves me correctly, because I don't think these systems have changed that drastically.
Yeah.
And let's be fair here, because we should be fair. Okay. Let's be fair to the BWA. Let's be fair to the customer. When they're wrong, they're wrong. If the customer wrong, they're wrong. Then I would say that.
Uh-huh.
You have most of your hotels on the South Coast and the West Coast. The systems that in question are in rural Barbados, the Bulmanston, Golden Ridge, Castle Grant, which get their water from a different system. However, Hampton and Groves, which really should be going up to Bulmanston, is probably the only one that's close enough to the South Coast that would be connected somewhat, or was supposed to be connected somewhat to the Bulmanston setup. If it is that the hotels are not working, the South Coast systems would be full.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't mean that the inland systems would be full, because none of the hotels are inland. to be using up that water in those systems. So let me start there. What I have a problem with, refusing to give people water with 400 gallon tanks.
Uh-huh.
A notice, I was privileged to it. It was sent to me that was circulating, an official notice that Water Authority truck drivers will not be filling tanks. They will be giving them 100 gallons in a 400 gallon tank, and I believe maybe a little bit more, maybe 400 if it's 1,000. And then they're going to make sure the schools get and businesses and so on full tanks. The reason I have a problem with that is that you're taking water from another area that has water. Why can't you give the people who purchase their tanks that they were told to purchase 400-gallon tanks that they're still paying for every month? Why not fill it up? Because if you give them the water, you don't have to go back in a hurry to them.
Stick a pin there, Joanne. But here you mentioned the hotels on the South Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the hotels on the West Coast get the water from, for the most part?
A lot of it best, and again, I am not an engineer. Please, Water Authority, feel free to correct me because I don't know, I don't remember a lot. But I do know the desalination plant on Spring Garden definitely helps a lot on the West Coast. It's supposed to know the that has increased through their pumping to help all the way up to Castle Grant, going through Lancaster.
So Castle Grant, Castle Grant and Golden Ridge don't supply the West Coast?
No, no. Now you're going the opposite way. It's Castle Grant. It's going from Spring Garden, which is the Ionics plant, this new Lancaster, Apes Hill, going up then to Castle Grant. It does. It's not Castle Grant feeding.
Oh, okay.
Spring Garden. Spring Garden is the desal plant is the main plant. So okay, they've done some things to improve some of what they're doing. But the thing is, the water system pre-2018 and post-2018 is the same problems. So and it requires the same types of solutions. So when, you know, and I don't like the politics in the whole water thing because people are suffering. And I think we need to get together, whether it's D's and B's, and we need to help the people and find the solutions.
Let me move off of that and then touch my last subject with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at coconut vendors and we're looking at the disposal of the shells and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. They're just me. To cut out all this illegal dumping from the coconut vendors. And I'm not trying to back out a case for them either. I am not making out a case for illegal dumping because in the same jacket box, when they pass through there now, I see a fridge and some fans.
Wow.
And a washing machine, right? And I believe I can argue strong that the coconut vendor put them down there either,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
I believe, this is what I believe, and I argue for this here strongly when I was in another place that my voice could have taken a little thing, you know,
mm-hmm,
a little traction. I argued the point to my peers at the time. Why not let the SSA, encourage the SSA to have a meeting with those roadside vendors of coconuts, encourage them to invest in a skip where the skip will service at least two or three of the vendors. Pay a little $20 or $25 between the three of them, and every weekend the skip will get put down, and every weekend the skip will be full, or two skips, even if it requires three skips. Right? The flat fee will be $25 a vendor, right? And this skip would span between three vendors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how they work on the highway there outside of Massey or close to the Boers Roundabout. I was really thinking about that. But then you got the one-off that would be a fella by himself and whatnot. The same $25, You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I because collecting garbage, collecting refuse, is the business of the SSA, right? Mm-hmm. When people call and say, oh, they left the child there, I believe the SSA should have heeded to that request mm-hmm. and put down a few skips and moved the thing. And the way, it would be a win-win. By the way, it would be a win-win situation for the vendor and the SSA and the community and the environment. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I welcome all ideas, and I think it's worth a shot if you throw it out there. Let's see what other people feel about it.
I mean, Joyanne, you would cut out the unscrupulous guy mm-hmm. that going to dump in Jack and Box, dump at Newton, dump by the beach. You know, you cut out that.
I need to stop that. But by the way, are you a cricket?
I'm not, like I said, I'm not making out a case for unscrupulous behavior. I'm not at all.
You're just trying to find a solution.
All I'm saying, since that the water authority is responsible for servicing barbiers and making sure that every single barbier can get water, and the SSA responsible for every garbage bag, every piece of litter up on the road mm-hmm. get cleaned up.
By the way, are you a cricket fan?
Yeah.
All right, so latest score, England all out for 204 runs. Jason Holder, 6 wickets for 42 runs. Gabriel, 4 wickets for 62 runs.
You know, I can tell you this, now you put that on the thing, right? I am the one guy that uh-huh. believes if the West Indies win, loss, or draw, I back the West Indies cricket team 100%.
Okay, well, you know your faith. This WhatsApper says, the secret to getting our beaches clean is to not litter in the first place. After the lockdown, there was limited access to the beaches in May for a few hours in the morning. The beaches were so clean. Now they are back to the usual mass littering of food containers and bottles. Well, we all know what the world felt like when everybody was on lockdown. The world, the environment, everything was cleaner. And now everybody's back to the same old. They've forgotten all the good practices that we should have kept during the COVID lockdown. But you never know. We may have to bring them all back. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Joyanne.
Good morning.
I thought I'd have a really long wait, so I started doing laundry and everything else.
But at least you have water, obviously. At least you have water.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I called this morning because I really felt moved to talk about this whole thing about, not necessarily Black Lives Matter, but just there's a lot of dialogue and discussion that it has been for a long time just about reparation. And I feel as though that I moved to just speak about where I feel the discussion, where I feel the movement should take us as a people of color. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though, you know, it is not about necessarily for me having the ex-colonial powers give us apology. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath.
No, take your time. I realize that because you, I don't know if you ran from the washing machine to the phone or something.
I tried to get inside.
Oh, you were outside on the line then, hanging out clothes. Take your time. I know that feeling.
Right. I think that we need to look at this thing on a deeper level. And I feel like if the healing that needs to take place among our people is to take place, that we need to start perhaps on some level encouraging a dialogue where we can be open about the trauma that has been part of our legacy and our inheritance for centuries, and where it has laid down tracks in our tissues, where we have passed that on to our children, and also just the fact that we need to be a lot softer, a lot kinder in our dialogue, in our framing, and in a lot of our interactions, just to be a lot softer and kinder to each other. And I think that's where the healing and the focus needs to take place. That we, each and every one of us, needs to understand how we have taken in the colonial master's way of thinking and become indoctrinated and saturated with that, and ask ourselves, where am I on that level, and that scale, and that spectrum of privilege? So So, for example, there are certain markers, even in this society, you know, if you're middle class, upper or lower middle class, if you have a good job, if you are high brown or dark skinned or light brown, if you are more educated. So all of these. So when you step into an interaction with another Barbadian, position yourself and really ask, where is my privilege? Where is my status? And how does that play out in how I treat to situations and how I treat to other people in my surroundings? And really be honest and authentic about that. Because I think that what the legacy of the colonial forces have left with us is just this idea of division and certainly this idea of nothing. So I find that a lot of our interactions, and I want to language this nothing into the discourse, because I find a lot of our actions and a lot of how we treat people is to nothing them. So I speak to you in a certain way, and I put you in your place because I want to nothing you. And I find that comes across a lot, even in simple ways. And for example, when you call an establishment in Barbados, you know, you get that back and forth positioning and that person trying to orient themselves in that positioning and how they can one man up or nothing you. And I'm saying that's, for me, where the healing needs to take place for us as a people moving forward. Because as the Caribbean people and for our resilience and survival, we have to be a fusion. We have to look at, okay, what did we inherit? What do we want to keep? And what do we want to discard? And what is useful for us moving forward?
Okay, but for me, with reparations, and I guess I can't go further in discussion until somebody could answer me as to who would be paid, how much, and where would the money come from? And is money the answer? Because I don't think it is, because you got to answer those questions, and that's going to be very difficult to do. I think that the best reparation, if you want to call it that, for everybody is to respect each other. The apology should be there in the form of respect, you know? In other words, like you said, like, you know, people want to nothing somebody. I think that, you know, to me, the best way to deal with the whole reparation issue really shouldn't really be financial, because truthfully, how much money is it really? No one knows. Who's going to be paid this money? No one knows. Where is it coming from? No one knows. But certainly respecting people of color and the apology, giving us opportunity in a better way, it's the best way for us all, and not necessarily the reparations in terms of what it actually means with the financial payments and so on and so forth. Don't know what you think.
But Joanne, I want to ask you, when you talk about, because I think you make a really interesting point about payment and opportunity. And it's fine that we talk about the higher colonial, ex-colonial forces giving opportunity, but then how is that doled out to the people on the ground? Because we're still locked into that same cycle of, you know, there's not enough for everybody, and I'm of the elite, so I'm going to keep all of this for myself. I'm holding it for myself and my people and my network. So when you want to talk about opportunity, we also need to look from me on the ground at our people and how we prevent each other from reaching for opportunity. And it's in such incredibly small ways that we do that in our society.
Well, all I can say to that is we need to be fair. And I know it's in simple words, and it's harder to do, easier saying it. But we have a long way to go. We've come a long way, thank God. I think we have. But with the recent riots and the killing of George Floyd, it sort of brought up a lot of things. Even here locally on social media, there's been one or two comments by white people here that by the time they recognize what they wrote, some of them deleted the comment, and because it was offensive. You know, it's kind of weird how we live. This whole history thing about people and the color of their skin and who's different. And even today's exercise with the gentleman cleaning the beach, some people are saying one's white, one's black. If they were both black, this would have happened. And maybe so. But it just feels like one day, and you're just praying really hard on it, not is going to drop in your lap. You have to take steps in order for this to happen. And one day we will all wake up. And I thought COVID would have done it. I thought COVID would have made us recognize that no matter what color skin you are, which money you have, you know, this virus should have brought us to our knees to recognize that we are all equal in terms of being human beings. But everything else happened and then threw that out the window. I don't know what else has to happen, though, to bring us to that realization that we are. But we got a long way to go.
But I think, Joanne, that part of it is the fact that there are going to be missteps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there has to be that opening for forgiveness. And I even think of us being part of being in a position of favor and power because we are the dominant race force in the Caribbean, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we wield our power as a black people? And how do we exclude and how do we marginalize? And I think about, and this is just a bee in my bonnet, I think about the Amerindians who came and, you know, there's very little that we speak about and speak to. I mean, even when I did history in school, there was very, very little about the Amerindians, and they came before us. So who the dominant voice and the dominant race gets to set the tone of what history is highlighted. And I feel like as a people and oppressed people, we should make strides to do better.
Mm-hmm. Can I read this to you? One person she just wrote, to say financial reparations should not be a thing is foolish. By the way, I did not say that, but how do you think the white families built their legacy with money? How do you think black people are held back from building their own legacy? Financially, just being kind to one another is not going to aid in the progress of black Bajans. Money is needed, but Bajans on a level playing field with the minority of white people who run the country. The sad part is people have to understand that mentally you have to be there first before you could do anything else. So even if you get the money and the mentality is still there, we're still back at square one.
Yes.
You know, so that would be my answer to that. But I thought I should read it to you as it just came through as the person was responding to it from overseas. They believe that the money is where it's at. And I'm saying that maybe it could be both. But the point is you can't just give money and then things don't change if the attitudes don't change, you know? So
yeah.
I want to thank you so much. Take your time. Get back out to your clothesline. Hang out those clothes.
Funny.
I'd have no idea. Where are you calling from? Is the sun shining still outside? Because I'm in the studio.
Yes.
Really hot? Very, very. Because I remember the day before it was very, very hot.
It's hot but beautiful because you know where we are in the tropics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know what? And that sounds good. And I like positive stuff like that. So go and take in some sunshine and inhale that breeze or tide or whatever it is that you wash with on the line. Because you know, sometimes you wash clothes and when the wind blows, you can actually smell the actual soap or something in it. And those are the little things in life that you look at and you go like, okay, at least thank God I can do this. So I want to thank you so much for your call. You take care, okay?
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Down to Brass Tacks, 1129. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jayon.
Good morning.
Let me first tell you, I passed through that place and I saw Trevor. He's still looking good.
You saw who?
Trevor.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know,
that place. Your place, then.
You know, it's funny. These callers are calling you with swear by it if you pitch marbles on a weekend. Tell me what you're talking about, because I don't know. You passed by the place and... Yes.
Long to pick up.
Oh, dear Lord of mercy. It's called a senior moment. Yes. I know you mean. Very
all right. Now, I think you made a mistake this morning.
Mm-hmm.
When you spoke about water coming from St. James to Casa Grande. That is not true.
Ooh.
Up to recently, the manager came on here.
Mm-hmm.
And said that he was trying to make provisions to pump water from Trench to Casa Grande. And I had the opportunity to question how he's going to get the water up there. But what I could tell you...
They haven't done it yet, then? That's what you're saying?
Cause
that
nah,
was
it,
okay.
No, because what I'm telling
okay.
you, on September the 22nd, 1941, this is not the first time that water was a problem in St. Joseph.
Okay.
In 1941,
okay. mm-hmm.
when the corporate carry a legislation to Parliament for the building of the reservoir at Cass Grant. That long before we had parliamentary government. So you will see that St. George was suffering from water a long time.
But tell me what you said that they said about the Trents and the whatever, because as far as I heard them saying, it was...
They was putting down pumps, and they were going to push water up to Castle Grant.
From the desal plant.
From...
Originating from the desal plant to, well...
The trench or something, and then push it to Castle Grant.
As far as I remember hearing that it was starting from... They were going to try to push water from as far as the desal plant all the way... through Lancaster, Ape Hill, then to Castle Grant.
Exactly.
So that is not happening?
Nah.
Okay, well, nah. I don't know. I just repeating what was said at some point.
Anybody would have known because everybody got to get the water to Trench, because there's no pipes running from Castle Grant to St. James to Trench. So you were going to get pipes running from Trench to Castle Grant. And you would have seen the pipes laid to get up to Castle Grant.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they have. Go on.
Okay, all right. Now, the other point that I want to correct you on, I can deal with 3 points. The other one is the sugar factories that Reggie was speaking to you about. In those days where they had those sugar factories, they never depended on water from water authority. That is why I said the old engineers were well-versed. They put them sugar factories where they could get water. Because if they had to use the water for the steam engines, I don't even think the Golden Ridge would be able to supply it. At this present moment, the old Porter's sugar factory is still pumping water from Porter's up to Portville, because Portville is the only sugar factory that built before the well to get water. Now, that's sufficient for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is my most interested point. Do you think that politicians are made up different to the average person?
I think that they have a special type of DNA, and I don't think everybody can be a politician. I don't think that everybody can be, truthfully.
Yeah, all right. Let me answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
Before I go into the question, I had a godmother, see? God rest her in her grave. Had believed in her dog. She used to call it Potsy. And she would go and buy tinned meat, sardines, middle cut, and thing for her dog. So there was a shopkeeper who had some meat that was, the tins did bunk. She would know as a person raised in the shop, bunks up. So he said to her, I got some tinned meat here that bunks. So he can't sell them. So I can give them to you that you could give Popsy. You know what was her reply?
What?
If they're not good enough for the people that buy from you, they ain't good enough for my Popsy. Good? Now,
fair
I
enough.
Say that to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I listened to Mr. Wood yesterday.
I didn't get to hear it, so give him shed some light.
Yes. And he was speaking about the reason why he resigned from the Barbados Labour Party, pertaining to chicken wings, and he said he had a lot more to say. But you know what he said?
What?
Despite the fact that he resigned from the party, he still feels that the BLP is the best government to rule. If you was living with some person, and this person tell you they don't want none of the tea that you make, will you drink the tea that he made?
What did I? You asked me a question in the beginning. What did I tell you? A special kind of DNA. That's the only way you can explain it.
I want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
How could you resign from a political organization that you were a member of, and then telling the public that yet this political party is the best party to run the government?
There's nothing wrong with that. You know why? Because if it is, I follow up with a friend. And my friend was still good at something, but we had a personal issue going on. I would say, you know what, I don't talk to her, but she still, let's just say she used to cook for me. And she cooks for other people. I'd say, well, look, you know, Mary, you know, I don't particularly care for some of the things that she do, but she's a good cook. So, yes, eat the food because she's a good cook.
And why he was standing and eat it?
But the thing is, no. But listen, listen to this logic. I ain't gonna eat from Mary again neither. But I ain't gonna say that she's a bad cook. The point is that Mary may decide to do something to me. So.
But,
But that doesn't take away from the fact that for everybody else, Mary is a good cook. Mary and I don't get along anymore, or spirits don't gel. It doesn't take away from the fact that she is a good cook. You get my...
But the fact remains, mm-hmm. the fact remains is this. If you is man enough, mm-hmm. now, they also made statements that I don't want going to, they will have to deal with that, like corruption. And not doing the things that you promised. That was the premise that he decided to leave the organization. So if they promised these things and you realized them, would you invite other people to go and support the same person that promised they would not deliver? Huh?
You kind of, this is because I wasn't in the conversation yesterday. Is that, was that the nature of it?
Of course. Okay. I deal with the integral part mm-hmm. of the whole situation. The fact remains is that you have resigned from our organization. And you gave the public why you resigned. So you mean the only body that could see the reason why is you, that you left the organization. We also had a former prime minister that leave the organization and resigned from the organization. So you can tell me that the electorate is that stupid that the only body
But what happened to the former prime minister who resigned? Was he not offered jobs? In other words,
both of them give a reason why they leave the organization. If you are part of an organization, you cannot leave it and then ask other people to come and support it. How does this work?
Well, I can tell you again, back to Mary, just because I left Mary as a friend don't mean I'm going to send John down my sheet to get food because she's a good cook.
That friend will God be foolish. I would tell you that. Because you and I left something and then tell me it's good enough way to go. And you, it ain't good enough for you, calling my godmother. It ain't good enough for your customers. It can't be good enough for my
family. But my personal feeling to a person may not be yours. My experience may not be yours. So it's, you know,
but
so
I'm telling you. But they are a minister and a former prime minister that leave the same organization that made comments why they leave. So.
Let me just pull back a bit. I think it depends on the reason behind the fallout. Because let me just say the same analogy with the girl Mary, and it wasn't only about her cooking, it was her personality. She was a very dangerous person. She was, of course, I wouldn't want you to, as my friend, to recommend you to go and visit her. I can't stop you. I may tell you to, you know, be careful. But at the end of the day, you know, but I don't know what the conversation was yesterday. So
you guys see, you started off speaking about corruption.
Okay.
Good.
Well.
And then promises that were made, just like the integrity legislation. I am saying I would follow his comments as it go because I would not know. I was not in there. But I find it hard that you can tell me that you resign from an organization and then tell the average man at the bottom, go and get water from the pipe. But you don't want the water from the pipe.
Well, sometimes it's called the lesser of two evils, and maybe this is what he's saying, that it is the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
Maybe
it is. Well, the lesser of much sense, is he? So thank you.
Thank you, too. You have a great day. Yeah. Dr. Brass Tacks, 11:39, you are on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Israel here. Hi, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm cool, you know.
Good.
I got 2 points to talk about. The water issue up the road. Mm-hmm. You know, the people, they ain't got no water. So the main getting, people say they ain't got no water, the bid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about water? Do the other thing? The toilet. Or they use the toilet? That means they had to resort back to the outside toilet?
Well, sir, no. Well, they...
You ever use one
of
them?
I came from the old school, sir. Bank hall girl, so I ain't borrowing a gold spoon. I still don't even have a gold spoon, but
in this time, 2020, one of those well. That really takes me back to
But this is why I'm saying the people, the only people I said is, I used to say it was St. Joseph, but St. John now get a touch of what St. Joseph was feeling all along. If we had a hurricane and things, you know, weren't working, the people who can help, the people of St. Michael, Christ Church, St. James, and parts of St. George, will be the people of St. Joseph, St. Andrew, St. John, and parts of St. Thomas, because they know how to survive. it's not fair to them what's happening, in particular people in St. John now and some in St. Joseph. But believe you me, they can survive a lot better than the people of St. Michael probably would. St. Michael would be reaching out to the people of St. Joseph and asking them, please tell me how you do it. You know?
Yeah.
And that's and it's true.
And what got me to, I heard people getting bills from the water company, and the water is off, and it's still getting bills. And I was like, this is total nonsense. You know what I mean? This is total nonsense.
I think the problem with the water authority, and this is from this administration and the previous administration. When I was there, I would ask for what I called an inconvenience rebate. Mm. An inconvenience rebate would be, look, do something. If the bill is $32 for a regular charge, what they call the minimum charge.
Yeah.
And then the bill is $100-something over. I mean, by $60 over, bring it to $100-something or whatever. It would mean that there's water being used outside of what the minimum charge is, over 8 cubic meters. All I was saying then, and I still maintain now,
okay,
$32 works out to be $1.06 a day. For every day that they off, give them the $1.06, which is representative of the minimum charge. The minimum charge is for you having the meter there, the luxury of having a meter there, but you don't have the luxury because the luxury don't work. So when the luxury don't work, so if they can say, look, we were out of water for 2 weeks, then that's 14 days at $1.06. Anything outside of that, they can bill them for the actual usage. I'm saying that they could do something. But I'll tell you why I think that they don't. It's because I think the Water Authority, because they're so cash-strapped. Cash-strapped before 2018, cash-strapped coming in now in 2020. Mm. If they set that precedent, they probably are worried that once they do it for one, they're going to have to do it for a lot. And then it will impact their revenue. When something impacts the Water Authority's revenue, let me make this clear. Water Authority's money goes back to the infrastructure to get you water, me water, John water, and everybody water. So when you don't pay the bill or they withhold money from them, and let's just say 100,000 people do that, that's all the customers they have. So
yeah,
then you will crumble the organization. We will crumble the country. I have said it before, and I say it again. Water Authority.
They're going to get back to the drawing board.
No, but what I wanted to say is Water Authority can shut down this country if
by the government.
No, but I'm saying, when I say shut down, I don't mean by a strike, sir. I mean if the infrastructure fails, if Bormanston, the Bell, which is connected to the hospital, all of these important things. So even though we hear the cries, and everybody's hearing it, and people empathize. What Water Authority is missing is a mitigation plan and maybe something called an inconvenience rebate, so that if you don't get 8 cubic meters of water to them in a month, you can then look and see, well, how many days did they get? How many days did they even get a truck of water with the tank? And maybe just give them a little something. That's all the people asking, you know.
I feel like people that are headed in the charge of Water Authority, water turning off for about 3 weeks and see how they feel. You understand? So those people don't feel it when they're in the other people's shoes. Right? Next thing I want to talk about is the Black Lives Matter, right?
Okay, we got calls, but go ahead. One last...
Yeah. If Black Lives Matter a lot, we talk about Black Lives Matter, right? But deep down, we know even we own color. We be hard from we own color and we don't help out we own color. And we start with Black Lives Matter, right? Like what you said before, we got to rethink. We got to start from small. We got to start with the children. You understand? Because the children looking at the adults. They're doing what the adults doing.
What about starting with yourself?
I start with my children.
Not your children. Start with you.
With me? Yeah. I start with me and I have children.
No, but I'll tell you. You start with you. I can start with me. John, you're shaking. He said his head. He said he's going to start with himself too. The point I'm trying to make is, as much as we say we got to start with the children, the only way we can do that, if you want to make that change, is kind of start with ourselves, because we got to lead by example. So if we don't...
Yes, I want to stand up, but there's some people, a lot of us, that don't want to start with themselves. They're accustomed after the overtime thing came, mm-hmm. the colonial thing came. Yeah, Chester, you see the matter with Nelson. A lot of people talk about my Theodore Nelson, this and that. A guy asked me in
the barbershop. So you want him up or down?
I tell you, a guy asked me in the barbershop. He the story when he asked me, they said, man, is there what you think about Nelson? I shouldn't want Terry Dunn Pelton anymore. I said, not only that, I want Terry Dunn Pelton anymore. I said, listen to me, you want Nelson Terry Dunn, or he's a white colonial thing. But still, y'all going on to another white husband and white wife. He paused and looked at me. So I said, wait, you don't catch what he's saying yet? Then you catch what he's saying, come back to me. I tell you, so, the Baratay boy, you should never ask Israel out there telling you. Not only Nelson, there are other factors. You understand that everything connected to the colonials. They got down with all of that. A guy tell me, ask me, how me got down with everything colonial? I said, wait, is Black Lives Matter when they want down with everything colonial, right? Even our national flag. He said, what? I said, the trident. The only trident got dealings with the colonial thing. He was paused. They said to me when they ready at. They could have left Nelson. I teach the youth about slavery and what really happened. Left Nelson there. What we should do, we should put our own national heroes also.
And I'm sure a lot of people would agree with you with that. So I want to thank you and leave it right there. And I want to read one or two WhatsApps on reparations. Money paid to blacks is not the answer for reparation. I believe that it's more needed. I believe what is more needed is development of the Caribbean, all paid for by the UK and other European countries that benefited from slavery. Free tertiary education offered to all blacks studying in Europe. Investment in our infrastructure by way of grants given to improve our road network, hospitals, electricity and water supply. Debt forgiveness. The person says, I can go on and on. With the black lives, with the black communities in the Caribbean can benefit from reparations. I kind of like where you're coming from, writer. There is another one here. Reparations is correct. Is to correct the atrocities of black people. Can be had by honoring Errol Barrow's philosophy. Free health, free education, non-contributory pension for those 67 years old and over. Lunch money and bus fare for the young men and women in need of shelter, for those in need. Please forgive me, I don't have my glasses on today and I'm actually squinting reading the computer. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Miss Joanne, how are you?
I am okay, what about you?
You remember this caller? You remember
can't
last
say it right time now.
When you were on the air, when I asked you, when they said to you that you did a fine job there at Waterworks. You know, to come up to the people, hear the people cry, he's everything. And then I turn and ask you where it is that when governments take over, when a new government win power, why I hit that in a particular government, I said, when a government hit power, why does they remove people who were there before that did a great job?
Okay, I remember you now.
Right. And I went off for it and said that both governments are responsible for doing that type of foolishness, and I think they should leave the people that are doing a good job, leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Run the country, but leave them alone. But anyhow, I want to talk about today is the social distancing thing. I heard that when the cricket match was playing, the start of the West Indies and English tour cricket match, I thought one of the stipulations were there would be no high fives and that type of thing, no greeting and hugging and so on. I got news for you, Miss Ed. Mm-hmm. I watched the match and I see plenty of high fives. So I think, you know, we gotta be careful. We really gotta be careful. We gotta try. Don't let excitement get before you. You know what I mean? You know, I caught excitement before you could put you in trouble.
This is high fives amongst the players?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it. But especially when the wicket is, as a matter of fact,
it might be a little different, though. Maybe they were all tested probably just before that. Maybe. I'm not saying that, you know, but maybe because it's a match and I understand that they might have been tested even hours before. Maybe they're
we could
look at it that way, that they're out on the field.
Yeah.
And they were tested just before, all of them.
Yeah.
Yes. And because I know they've been tested. I don't know what times and how many times, but I know they've been tested. So it's kind of like a family in your house.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're in a family, you're in a house, you hug everybody at home because they're home. The team now, as a family, it's a team. So maybe, as I said, they've all been tested and maybe they have their results and they're comfortable doing that like a family would do it.
Yeah. I know I heard a caller there with you. Mm-hmm. You and him was battling with the position with Anthony Wood, former Minister Anthony Wood. Mm-hmm. Now I want to say to that caller, I could belong to that party. I may have an issue with a member or two in the party, but that doesn't mean that I can't say the party is best to run the country, the party is great. You can still speak great things about that party. Mm-hmm. And he may have an issue with a member or two, but that does not mean that the guy is wrong for saying what he said. That doesn't mean he's wrong for saying that the party is a good party.
Well, we that's true, but as I said, I made my analogy and I said you don't, just because somebody you don't agree don't mean that you can't acknowledge that they're good at something.